Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 301. I tried to quit, and it's too hard. Part 1. By Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net, and I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Today's another post from a regular author here on the show, Leo Babauta of ZenHabits. Now, his post is a bit long, so I'm breaking it up into 2 posts. I'll read the first half today, and then the rest tomorrow. Before I get to Leo's post, don't forget that we have 4 other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you. To check them out, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. As you're soon going to hear, Leo's going to talk about breaking habits. So today's inspirational quote comes from the great Mark Twain. Quote, "Quitting smoking is easy. I've done it 1,000 times. End quote. That's so true, isn't it? In the beginning, it's kind of easy. And then it's maintaining the habit that's really difficult. I'll talk more about that a little bit later. So for now, let's hear part 1 of Leo's post as we optimize your life. I tried to quit and it's too hard. Part 1 by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. You might have uttered the title of this post before. I know I did when I tried to quit smoking and when I considered giving up meat, cheese, sugar, etc. Quitting something can seem incredibly hard, so much so that we don't even want to put ourselves through the suffering. Have you tried giving up alcohol, marijuana, biting your nails, complaining, cigarettes, junk food? I can confirm that it's hard to quit an addiction, but there are several things that stand in our way. 1, the physical addiction. This is hard, but it only lasts a few days. Fortunately, I can tell you that if you really put your mind to it, you can do anything hard for a few days. 2, the reliance on it as a coping mechanism. This is a problem because we're so used to using the addiction as a crutch when we're stressed or sad or things are difficult or when we just need to socialize. Fortunately, there are plenty of other healthier ways to cope. And 3, you don't believe you can do it. This is the worst one because if you give in to this obstacle, the other 2 are not conquerable. Fortunately, this one is entirely self-caused, and so the solution is entirely within our hands. Because it's so important, we're going to focus on the last obstacle first. You think you can't. You've heard of the little engine that could. Well, our brains are the opposite. They're the little engines that think they can't. And they are amazing at rationalizing why. Just try giving up something that you rely on. At first, you might start to think, oh, this isn't so bad. In fact, I'm kind of excited about it. But then, when things get a bit difficult, your mind tends to think things like, this is too hard, I can't do it, I want to give up. And then you start to ask, why the f*** am I doing this to myself? Life is too short to suffer so much. Then you think, just once, one little time won't matter, no one will know, one exception won't hurt anything, it's the long run that matters. Except that one exception can hurt. It leads you to the same rationalization the next time. And then, in your mind, you're not quitting anymore. Our minds get in our way. So what can we do? Well, luckily, this is entirely fixable. We just have to, 1, examine our beliefs, and 2, change them. Yes, our beliefs are changeable. I know because I've changed numerous beliefs and tested those new beliefs with self-experiments and found the new ones to be true. The old beliefs will be true too, if you believe them. Experience will bear out the beliefs getting in your way if you believe them. But experience can prove better beliefs to be true too, if you're willing to give them a try. Let's take some examples of beliefs that stand in our way. Old belief: I'm a smoker who's trying to quit, but it's hard. New belief: I don't smoke. I'm a non-smoker, It's who I am. Here you're changing your self-identity. Old belief: I can't do it if it's too hard. New belief: I've done hard things before. I can do this if it's hard. In fact, I'll take it as a personal challenge. Old belief: it won't hurt to do it just once. New belief: it will hurt my trust in myself, which is more important to me than some momentary pleasure. Old belief: I need my fill-in-the-blank, cigarette, beer, meat, cheese, sweets. New belief: I don't need it. It's unnecessary and causing me harm. Old belief: I have a complicated emotional past with food and can't do it. New belief: I can focus on the moment instead of the past. I have the power to decide what goes in my mouth. It's not complicated, it's simple. One step at a time. Old belief: this makes me feel better, comforted, more pleasure, more joy, etc. New belief: it actually makes me feel worse. I don't want to do that to myself. I'm going to love myself by doing things that are better for me. Now again, these are only examples. There may be numerous other beliefs that you have about the issue of quitting, but you can't change them if you don't know they're there. Pay attention to what you're saying to yourself. Examine your beliefs and hold them lightly. They aren't necessarily true, and in fact, I don't believe they're true at all. It's just the scared child in you wanting to be comforted. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "I Tried to Quit and It's Too Hard," by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And like I said at the top of the show, I'll read the rest for you on tomorrow's show. So like I predicted, Leo even mentioned the novelty of changing a new behavior. In the beginning, it's kind of new, maybe it's even fun, but it's something you're motivated to do. But then it's the maintenance that gets in the way, right? Now, something else he mentioned, for some people, when they allow themselves to have that one slice of pizza or have that piece of cake or that one cookie, when they've been doing so well staying away from it, what happens to some folks is then it sends them down that spiral and now they're back to their old habits. Not everybody is like that though. Some folks are not necessarily all or nothing. They can enjoy a cookie here and there and still, for the most part, maintain their habits. So this is a very individualized thing. If you know by having one piece of cake, one cookie, a little bowl of ice cream is going to send you down your old path, then it might be best to stay away from it right now. But if you know you can indulge a little bit and still continue on your overall trend towards whatever goals you've set for yourself, then that's okay too. And Leo's absolutely right. Our brains are actually telling us constantly that we cannot do something. This is for normal, healthy people. Most folks, anywhere from 60 to 70% of their thoughts running through their heads each day are negative towards themselves. They're self-critical. And again, this is healthy people. So our norm as human beings is to be negative and critical of ourselves. So we need to spin that. We need to change that or reframe it in a way that's beneficial and motivating for us. All right, I'll continue my little rant tomorrow after I read the rest of Leo's post. Now, really quickly before I go, definitely check out and subscribe to our other shows if you enjoy this one. You can hear a lot more topics for free, just like this show. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your favorite podcast app to find the other ones. That's it from me. Thank you, as always, for listening today and every day. I'll be back, as I said, to finish up this post, so I'll see you there tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.